This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
The question I received today, the one I'm going to share with you here in a moment, is one that I receive on a pretty regular basis. Whenever I do Q&A calls from time to time, I do these calls where I'm like, if anybody has a question or wants to explore a scenario, an idea, let's talk it out. I often hear some variation of this question, which is, do you have to be active on social media? Do you have to be really into social media? Like, do you have to be posting all the time, be promoting all the time to be successful? You know, if you've got a small business idea, do you need to use social media? Well, today's listener hates the idea of using her Twitter or Instagram account to share anything at all about her business. And again, I hear this question all the time, or at least variations of it. The answer is no. Like, we'll talk about it some more in a moment. But, you know, the answer is no. It depends on what you're selling. Maybe that's a better way to put it. So in my detailed answer, we're going to look at three examples of people who have largely avoided social media, right? Have largely avoided social media, yet have been very, very successful. Okay, so maybe the follow-up is, how are you successful without social media? So we'll talk about all that stuff. Do you have to use social to be successful? We just said no, but what are some examples perhaps of people who have avoided it or have just chosen a different path, right? Because you know what? Businesses were actually around before Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, etc. So there is a way. Let's talk it out after this quick message from our sponsor.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hi Chris, this is Charlie, and I've been following your project since The Art of Nonconformity. Thanks for all the helpful advice over the years. Most people I've seen with successful small businesses are really committed to social media, and that's just not me. Don't get me wrong, I like using Facebook and Instagram, but I'm mostly a lurker who doesn't post much. Do I have to improve this skill? Is this just something I need to get over? Or is it possible to not have an active social presence, but still grow your business? Any examples would be helpful. Thanks, and looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks so much for the question. Thanks for being out there. So do you have to use social media to promote your business? Well, of course not, right? Because like I said, you know, social media is relatively new, at least in the world of commerce, even in the world of online commerce. Like for years and years and years, it was possible to just have a website or not even a website, but still be able to sell something online using a platform like eBay or something else. So we know that it's possible. But again, let's look at some examples. I was thinking of episode 975 of the show, Three Friends Step Up and Pull in Restroom Revenue. These are the guys that I've mentioned them recently. They created this little device called Step and Pull, which is for public restrooms where you can open the door with your foot. Which of course is, you know, hugely needed in the era of COVID, but if you think about it, it was needed long before COVID, right? If you wash your hands in a public restroom, you don't want to then open the door using your hands. So very needed, very helpful, very practical. It's actually very profitable for them. They're doing very, very well. But, you know, do I want to follow their social media updates? Like, do you want to follow the Instagram account of Step and Pull? I mean, I'm saying this, maybe it's a really big thing, but I'm guessing probably not. Like, who cares, right? Episode 657, similar kind of thing. Inventor unclogs profits with an innovative drain solution. He created this thing called the tub shroom because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his daughter's hair kept clogging up the drain and he was like, I got to fix this. So what do these things have in common? Well, they're not trying to be influencers. You know, they're solving practical problems. And so social media, like, you know, not something that's super relevant necessarily. Now, lest you think this is only applicable for inventions that involve bathrooms, like I just realized there's a connection there. Here's one more, totally different. Episode 1090, frequent flyer formulates travel-friendly dry shampoo. Now, in her case, she had this example. I was just reading the notes from her interview way back when, and she said, I've had women with no social media influence buy the product and then tell their friends about it, and it would generate 10 plus sales. Like, they'd be able to sell more than 10 bottles of this shampoo for me just by mentioning it somewhere, because influencers are more than just social platforms. So I think that is the key point, right? And the second key point, which is connected, is that there isn't a single way to grow your business or an essential platform or tool. So if you hate social media, or, you know, if you're like Charlie, you just like to be more of a consumer, a lurker instead of a creator, there are alternatives. Okay, that doesn't mean you don't have to market. Like, you have to have a marketing plan one way or another, which we'll talk about in other episodes. But no, I don't think social media is essential, at least depending on what you're selling. I hope that's helpful. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them each week along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I am cheering you on over here. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.